Back in 2001, we were all in school in Ohio. Daniel, Meg, and I were at the Cleveland Institute of Music, and Liz was not too far away at Oberlin. And for me personally, I was doing my master's there, and I was graduating fairly soon and trying to figure out what the next step is, which is a huge decision for all musicians and music students in conservatory settings. And I had played string quartets quite a bit in various festivals and in school, and I played with all of the members of our quartet in different formations, and I sort of had the idea that it would be fun and it might work out if we got together and tried to do string quartet full time. I don't think any of us imagined that 10 years later we would still, you know, be doing this as a full-time profession and traveling and playing concerts. We just sort of got together, read a little bit. It felt pretty nice. I think we all come from sort of similar musical backgrounds and have similar ideals. So we decided to give it a shot at that point and stuck together through thick and thin, and we're still standing here today.
The name, how did that come about?
Within like the first month of our existence, we were applying for a summer festival together where we could do some intensive work. And to apply on the application, we had to, you know, at least look on paper like we had been together for a long time and had a name and all of this. So we started throwing around names. And as it turns out, we didn't know this at the time, while we were at our kitchen, my kitchen table in January, Jupiter was the brightest planet in the sky. And we also discovered that its astrological symbol is in the shape of a four, because it has four main moons, I suspect. This we had no idea about at the time we chose the name. But we did like the sound of Jupiter and the connotations of the of joy and strength. So that was why we chose the name. But now we have lots of other evidence as to why it's a good one.
It was in the stars or exactly. the planets in this case. Every musician, or in your case, a musical group, can point to one performer or ensemble, in your case, these people that have influenced you above all others. Is this the case for you collectively as well?
The original Cleveland Quartet members have been a very strong influence on us. Donald Weilerstein, Martha Katz, Paul Katz. We've coached with all of them a lot at the New England Conservatory in Boston. Both Nelson and Meg and Karen were all students of Donald Weilerstein's, who was the original first violinist of that group. So they had a very strong influence, I think, on us as we were developing our idea of what a quartet should be. We've also worked a lot with the Takash String Quartet. They've been another favorite of ours.
As performers, playing the music is a full-time job in and to itself. It's really something to sort of take that next step and immerse yourself in almost every community that you visit and take time out to not only perform for school children, but to chat with them as well.
Yeah, I think it's a whole new aspect of careers for musicians these days. I think more old-fashioned quartets in the first part of the previous century would just go in and play their, usually just play their fancy concert in the concert hall, and that was pretty much it. But these days, I think it's much more important to try to spread out and play for, you know, make it accessible to other people, make it not so scary to come and watch a quartet performance. So we spend a lot of time going into schools wherever we can and trying to sort of break down that barrier between the audience and the performers.
I think they respond, you know, to our dynamic as a group. The way they always ask us after we perform for them, why do you guys move around so much? I think they have this notion that classical music could, you know, maybe be a little bit on the stiff side and very fancy and wearing your tuxedo to go to the concerts. So like Liz was saying, it's a nice medium to try and break down those barriers and show that it can be about a lot of fun in general to play music and to listen to music.